like after the first interception, were you surprised? No call. You seemed to get hit in the helmet, and that the ball seemed like it hit off your offensive lineman before they intercepted the ball.
I didn't know exactly how it happened. I know it kind of came out of my hand funny, and you know, the offensive linemen were kind of fighting for a hit to the helmet, but you know, that's on me, and I just got to be smarter. And if I feel pressure, you know, can't try to throw that ball in there, and just you know, unfortunate, just that it gets tipped up and intercepted.
Had you started to feel like the offense was more?
Yeah. That's, you know, that third quarter. You know, even to start the game, we had some good drives. We just you know, felt we, you know, had a good plan on what they were doing, and we just you know, we left some plays out there, definitely some you know, deep balls down the field, some third down conversions, and then you know, obviously through the third quarter, you know, had some good drives, take the lead, and then the fourth quarter just didn't play well, and obviously had three turnovers, and that'll pretty much ensure you're not going to win many games doing that.
Eli, how do you say that to you're trying so hard to get a win that you might be putting too much on yourself? Do you feel yourself pressing out there to make a play?
Well, you're trying to make plays, and you're trying to win, and obviously, you know, it's fourth quarter. It's still a game. You're down eight. We had a third down, and you know, had pressure. Thought I could get the throw in the cruise there on a third down, and you know, guys grabbing me, and so you know, I just got to be probably smarter right there and tuck that one away also, or throw it in the ground and not, you know, just can't afford to have interceptions backed up right there and put our defense in a bind. And you know, we can punt and defense can get a stop, and we'll have another drive. But obviously, that was a costly one.
Eli, how important is it to stay positive now?
Well, we don't have any options. We have to stay positive. We got a short week and play on Thursday night. So, you know, we got to keep working. And you know, I got to start playing better football and making throws and you know, putting our team in a better situation to win some games. You know, I think our guys are having good weeks of practice. I think we're have good energy, and guys are running around, and I think we it doesn't seem like it is. You know, I still feel guys are hanging in there tough and hanging in there strong and doing all the preparations and doing everything that we need to do to try to go out there and play well. But it's just we're just having some mistakes or having some bad plays and you know, doing too many things that are costing the games.
How about you? Is it banging away your confidence to be able to fight?
No, you know, I know we can play better. I know I can play better, and you know, I just got to keep working and have a great game plan and you know, just try to make good decisions when sometimes in a game things are going to go wrong, or you know, you're going to be in a bad predicament, and you got to make the best decision, whatever that is. Throw it away, take a sack, but I know I can't keep turning the ball over in those times.
Is the fact that the running game is not what you're used to, is that causing you to try to do a little bit more than you normally would?
Well, you know, we're throwing the ball a lot, and you know, obviously we're low on running backs right now, but I thought, you know, we had some runs called, and this defense, you know, they were trying to take that away. They were going to stack the box and make us throw the ball, and we feel good about that. And we did some good things. Again, there were some good plays, and again, I thought we left some plays out there, some balls down the field. You know, I missed a couple. You know, that, you know, were very close being made. So, you know, we gotta just keep. Keep finding ways. We got to find ways to make those plays. You know, you don't get a whole lot of second chances in this league. And when you have a shot to get the ball down the field or hit a game-changing play, you got to make it. And, you know, I thought we'd let some of those go by.
Eli, you said you had some opportunities downfield. Did they do anything from a schematic standpoint during the game that surprised you, that was that you hadn't seen or ready for?
They had a couple of new looks, but, you know, nothing we weren't ready for and didn't have an answer for, and so we knew they were going to do some doubles and double crews on some, or double our outside receivers on some plays. They did some of that. We had some answers, trying to get guys to run through the double team, and you know, we just didn't hit many of them. You know, we kind of had the good, you know, that's part of the problem. You can have a great scheme and the perfect play, but it's about the execution. You got to execute it, and you know, line's got to block. I got to make the good throw. Receiver's got to make the catch for you to have success. You know, if I had it again, I'd probably, you know, wouldn't make the throw. I knew it was going to be tight. I knew it was man coverage. I saw him get a step, and you know, I knew a guy was on me. I knew, you know, probably couldn't get everything on the ball that I'd like to get and step into the throw. And you know, that's a game of football, and you're in those situations a number of times as a quarterback. It's not always a clean pocket where you get to step into every throw, and you got to make that final decision. Can you get it in, or is it too risky? And you know, unfortunately, I made the wrong decision there.
It appeared that you had a lot of success with the multiple tight ends early in the game, and it looked like the team went away from it. Was it something they did, or?
You know, we had some runs with multiple tight ends. Second play of the game, I think it was multiple tight ends, but you know, we didn't do a ton of that.
How hard is it for you to dial it back when you say, well, let's take a sack?
No, it's tough, and you know, sometimes you got to play to the circumstance of the game, as a competitor, though, and you know, you're kind of, you know, that's how you're making plays. You know, we were throwing the ball, and you know, sometimes, hey, you're scrambling around and you're running around and you make plays, and then, you know, sometimes it hurts you. But it's you know, it's hard to you know, as a competitor, when do you have to, you know, turn off the competitive edge and play smart, and so. You know, you're going to get in those situations where you can't quite step into it. Sometimes you get away with it, and you have to make some of those throws to be in the NFL. You're not going to be able to have a clean pocket, and you just got to, you know, be able to, you know, be sure that you can put it in a spot where it's not going to be trouble.
Eli, players talk about looking deeper inside to figure out what they can do, but is this also a situation where you can look outside for perspective to give you something to think about trying to get out of this hole that you guys are in?
You know, I think it's going to come from, obviously, the only people that can change it are the players and the coaches in here, and you know, we just got to find a way to compete and be you know, get better. We got to find ways to get better, each individual, and so you know, we're gonna keep working on that. We do have some new guys and some young guys playing, and you know, we just got to keep working. And unfortunately, we, you know, some of the mistakes are being magnified. We're not overcoming them. No, I don't think, you know, anything's affected my play. I think, you know, just maybe sometimes just, you know, I think I'm competing. I'm trying to you know, make plays and put us in a situation to win games. And, you know, I don't think anything's changed in that matter.